Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, a place where Susan can introduce to you psychics, clairvoyants, past lives, and paranormal experiences. Now, here's your host, Susan Pinsky.
Hey, hey, it's Susan Pinsky. We're finally on live on Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. We have on the line today our special guest, Kendra J. Rossi. Kendra, can you hear me?
Hi, I can hear y'all.
Oh my goodness. So thank you so much for your patience. This is an amazing opportunity today to bring on Kalee Simone, who is a psychic medium, and Jennifer M. Schaefer, who is also a psychic medium, who worked on a special case, the Finding Joanne Ringer. And Joanne Ringer, if you don't know who that is, was Kendra Rossi's sister who went missing last year. I think it was in April around that time. Correct me if I'm wrong. And so,
we did an entire
search for this woman psychically, and we had some amazing findings. And at the same time, Mary Carey, who is my guest host here today.
Who's going to take over the whole
my
show.
My guest co-host.
Because I'm obsessed with this
she was just riveted by the fact that we were so spot on with everything. And Kendra knows.
Yeah. And I've known Kendra for, Kendra, how long have we known each other?
Yes.
I don't know, 15 years?
Like 2006 or 7 or something.
No, 2005.
Right. They're friends. They've known each other in the past. Awesome. They're good friends. And also, the coincidence behind the whole thing is that, you know, she wanted to come on the show and get another reading. She was begging me on
this. Begging. I only went on Dr. Drew's show.
This life
to get
podcast.
To you.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want to be on this show talking about rehab.
I'm like, if I have to do Drew's show to get to you, I will.
No, and I was actually really flattered because she had such a good outcome with her with her readings. And I just want to say that the psychic mediums that I work with, that I've worked with over the last 5 years, are all spot on. I make sure that everybody is amazing at what they do. To take something like Mary Carey into their hands is one thing, but to take Kendra Rossi and Jade Rossi in a circumstance that was so it was so disheartening to get a call from her and for her to tell me that, you know, her sister was missing. And we waited, you know, 6 months, 8 months to address it. We got together Rebecca Fearing, MC, who's trying to be on here today as well. We had a few sound issues, so we're hoping that she calls in. And we had Jennifer and Kalees, and also, who else do we have? It was just you four, right?
Yeah.
And so, oh no.
No, there was one more.
No.
I just can't remember who. Was there not one more?
Rebecca? Yeah. Oh, anyway.
Anyway.
So, so basically what we did is we tried to work. We had Kendra's detective on the line. And so she was the last person that was in that conversation. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to figure out where, what happened to Joanne and where she ended up. And it was something that was a very touchy, you know, sensitive situation. Everybody went into it psychically. They were capable of seeing the area that she was taken to. And we also, if you listen to the last two podcasts, you'll see that there was a sort of a clear reason why it happened and what happened to her. But more than that, we were trying to figure out where her remains were. Or if, you know, we were hoping that she wasn't dead, but we were psychically able to see that she was, because she and the man who murdered her actually were giving us clues.
Oh my gosh,
and
I'm getting chills from this.
Yeah. And the clues that we got were pretty much, we got numbers, we got areas.
There a 2 or an 8?
Yes, we got numbers.
That could possibly link as far as roads or direction is concerned.
Okay, so that's an audio of MC who I wish could call in right now.
Did you say the man that did this to her also tried to communicate with you guys?
Yes. He was. He actually murdered her, and then he gave some information to the police, and then he murdered himself. So
that was him. I didn't know he talked to
her early on though too. Contacted me. Yeah.
So yeah, let me talk about that little drop that we just had from MC. There, the two and the eight. She was feeling a road, and I was feeling the nine, which is in this area in Massachusetts. Which I know this road because my son went to Amherst, and I felt like it was in this area too, the way that they were describing the area. But the two and the eight was actually the day that they found Joanne's remains. Okay, the way I set this all up, and I'm going to go back a little bit farther, was I had Jennifer Schaefer and I had Rebecca Fearing talk to Kendra at the beginning before we did the podcast, and it was a very sensitive time because she was in mourning, I think Kendra did some of the information that you got help you in the investigation and help you, you know, sort of go forward and try to make sense of it all.
Well, it's funny because at the time, you know, there was all this information from Rebecca and Jennifer and MC and Grief, which some of it was like yes, 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 and the others we were like, oh, I don't know. And then you know, now that what's come to light exists, then we're like, it makes total sense, because I believe it was MC was saying two and eight, and we're like, I don't know.
There's no two and an eight out there.
The 28th she was found.
She was found on the 28th of February, and when we were looking at the territory, Khalees was able to. Kendra's been working on this since it all happened. Right. She's been out
March of last year.
She's been trying to figure out how to get the police to look in the right place and trying to do everything in her power to get.
We got some pretty clear information on that.
Yeah, and so psychically. So we had we didn't have a map at the time, but what I found really interesting when she was found just recently, Kendra called and gave me the information. She said that they were found. She was found in a wooded area near a turkey farm and a Christmas tree farm, and both of those things were mentioned by Rebecca. Also, that the fact that it was near a red structure, and we were thinking a red structure, maybe it was a, you know, this red bridge or something.
People
and
I'm saying maybe a car, like
yeah.
A truck
but you guys, there's one clip that you did where you were kind of discussing it in the second show.
I saw something red. I don't know if that's the red wood you saw or if it's the truck thing, but I wrote down red, 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 red.
I do feel that the body is to the west of a body of water and that it's on the edge but not in the water.
Yes, and then...
Can I speak to that real quick?
Yes.
So where she was found was pretty much all of the things that you described. So... And there is a waterfall just very close to there, which I remember Khalees had said she could hear water, like a waterfall trickling off.
That was MC, actually. Something. MC mentioned that. She said there's a trickling of water.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
That's
it keeps
getting
the chills and this stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was funny because when that message came
the day
that
I was back there for the for her, you know, her memorial, This past Saturday, the first thing we saw when we were pulling up was a whole bunch of turkeys. And so that was really significant to me from day one, because that was something that everybody had kind of said, like, I see turkeys, I see a farm. Right. It was all of those things. Yeah. So,
and also the area was off a hairpin turn, which is what is the name of it, Kendra?
Well, so the hairpin turn is more off like the Mohawk Trail, but this area does have a hairpin turn, but it's not called the hairpin turn. But it does have a turn like that, and it was located in Hatfield, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm.
I saw it nearby. We have a picture of the map, which shows the lake above, you know, its body of water. There's sort of a fast turn, and I think because he was pulling something, it was harder to get around the corner. Right. I think Rebecca was mentioning how it was like a turn, and he had to go up and down and up and down. And right. when we found this on the map, we were realizing, oh, wow, this could be the area. And then she also saw this red standing building, which Jennifer and you saw. I know Nate has that clip as well.
And there's a kind of a small structure that I see that is maybe a red wood of some type. And she keeps saying a small bridge of some type. It's not like a big, gigantic bridge.
And then there's another one where Khalees and Jennifer were going, they actually could visually see the other two structures that were
like
next to
it. Like a shed
or
something.
Yeah. It was, but they saw the tree and they saw that there was a lot of trees, which Jennifer mentioned.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we kind of
except we had talked about a wooded shed or something to that effect. I went back and watched the replay of the last thing we did, and somebody had talked about a wooded shed or something to that effect. And when I did go out there, there was I don't remember what it's called, like a lido, it's something where
Like a rectangular structure that's kind of almost like an RV but without wheels or something, but it's like that shape.
No. Like a shed. I don't know how to explain it.
Where they keep tools, or like, they keep tractors and stuff like that. Okay. Is that what you're talking about?
I guess I don't know how to. It's I don't remember the term for it.
Right, it's okay. And it's silo.
Well, this is
so. Wait, I want you to play that clip where Jennifer and Khalees were viewing. They can see, you know, these areas. They can see exactly what they're looking at.
Yeah, but it's not a shed. It's on the right hand side. When you look at this,
there's
a marker that's there that feels very not a shed. Not that's not the correct word. Like either
is it to the left? Is the marker to the left?
It could be to the left. The road could be to the left.
I feel she's right by a tree. She's right under a tree.
Right.
In a marsh.
There's so many trees that I think
trees in America.
They had to go where a certain, only just because of what I've dealt with, they have to go with something that might not be close to her.
Right. Yes. And it's a little bit off in the distance. And it's like a black, it's a one room. Yes, I see it now.
Yeah,
thank you.
Oh
yeah. And it's not, necessarily wooden panels. Yeah. It's like got sheeting on the side.
Yes,
and I feel that is to the, I want to say if I'm looking at a bird's eye view.
If you're going down a highway or if you're going down
it
a road.
It may be east. But it's within eyesight. It's eye shot. Yes. Is that what you say? Of that shed in the woods. And there is a path which is also further on from that shed. I'm just trying to get a north, south, east on this. But I see that now.
Okay.
And it's pretty flat in that part. You can see.
Very flat.
It's open. There's no shrubs. It's all pine trees and it's flat and there's leaf litter on the ground.
That's the connecting point.
Thank you for pointing that out.
That's every time I hear you both do this, I just am like, that's
that was my favorite part. When these two were both simultaneously
linking in
at the same place. And what
I feel left out. I want to do that.
I know. It's astounding.
I mean, I want to see what you guys are seeing.
Now, Kendra, when you hear that again, do you visualize that, right? You've seen it.
Yes, because, you know, during my trip home, to hear that back, yes, after being there, yes. I don't really know how to say it, but yes, all of those things.
Now, I don't mean to be dragging all this up for you. I know this is a really sensitive time for you because I'm just really thankful that you called in, but I really think that all the work you did was probably very useful on some level. I mean, I know that you don't think that the police did a lot, but I think you gave a lot of information to them, right? I mean, someone was getting all this information.
I mean, I have to have utmost trust in what in the police and their investigation and what they do, and I'm not privy to everything they do. I have to have trust in that.
Yeah.
So
it's, I mean, I don't
you
know.
You know what I mean? It's like
maybe it was some random event that led the police to where she was, or somebody found her, and it was in the spring when there was still snow on the ground. And
I mean, if anything, Kendra, you just kept the momentum going,
right?
And that's really important to keep the energy alive and keep the momentum going with all of these cases.
Can I say something too?
Mm-hmm.
When
absolutely.
When I spoke to you at the beginning, like all the things that we ended up talking about later on, it didn't make sense, right? When I was trying to describe the road and I was trying to... Like,
correct.
It never makes sense in a case. And this is what I want people to understand. When you're... Like, the same things that I saw then, we saw again, and we were able to do on the podcast. But in the when you're looking, like, how could that be? Or what, that doesn't make sense. And
yes.
The water and the fuel. Like, mm-hmm. When I was explaining that in the, you know, the markers. Because that's what I get is markers. And I don't get anything, you mm-hmm. know. When people ask me to actually come to a site, I say no, because it's more distracting.
Yeah.
It's easier for me to just remote view by the phone
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, tap in.
I would have never believed it until I saw this. I would
wow.
have been like,
really?
I mean.
I have my notes from us talking the first time. I wouldn't have remembered it.
It's just astounding how clearly you could see it, because it's, you described it exactly. I mean, she sent, when she called me, she sent me a, first of all, she said that when she got the news, there were three birds aww. Looking in the window at her and giving her a sign, you know. It was and then to look at the structures where it was like, I told you this is where I was. I mean, that was sort of my instinct, but I think that it really showed.
So this is crazy, right? Because on when we first heard the news, well, we didn't even know it was her at the time, but
right.
there was an announcement that there had been something that was found, and literally at the moment I got the phone call, this cardinal came and sat in my window and stared me down at the moment my phone rang, and just
wow.
stared me down for like 30 minutes. And they said, you know, they had found this, they didn't know what it was, and you know, it was not confirmed at the time. And I literally, this bird was staring at me. Like, in my heart, I know.
Yeah, you do.
I know that sounds weird.
No.
Really?
But,
I knew
wow.
it was her.
But,
I had total faith. Because I said, if it's not her, I'm a monkey's uncle. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There's
that's
no way.
That is what Susan said.
That's Susan's psychicness,
said, they've had
by
something,
the way.
And I know it's her. There's a bird staring at me in my window.
there were three, and in that picture that you showed, I was going to put it up, but I didn't have time. You can see the bird, and then you see two other little red spots. And if you look at the picture of where she was found,
that's what it looks like.
There's a large
oh,
red
right?
building, and
yeah,
then there's two small red buildings. Yes, it was
oh my
exactly.
Gosh. Yeah, that's,
and it was almost like.
Right,
I don't know. Like she
yeah.
was like,
chills.
"Here it is." I tried to show you. I mean,
right.
I think we could have.
And that was literally like 2 days before we actually, or
her.
A day before we actually had the confirmation. We didn't know, but I, you know, I texted Susan and said, "I know." Like,
yes.
And she was like, if
"I was
that's
on a plane."
Her.
I was like, "Oh my god!" No, I totally know it was her, and the fact that she that spirit comes through so well for us when we don't expect it, you know,
right.
like that
yeah.
to be open
yeah.
to that is really, really incredible.
But it was your heart though, Kendra, that made that happen by being open to it.
Well, not just mine. I do want to say there's a whole bunch of other, obviously you guys have been through this for a year with me. And, you know, Joe's daughter and her best friend,
right.
Ginger, and, her, you know, it takes a village, you know what I mean?
Yes,
and,
yes,
absolutely.
And you know what? Everything you do is important in solving crimes and helping the future of Hatfield, which, quite frankly, they're having more problems right now. We got information that they found another dead body this week of a burned man who was set on fire
yeah.
and found in the same area, which is, you know, alerting the Hatfield community, which, you know, God only knows what's going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
But The funniest thing about it was Kendra brought it to my attention, and I was reading the article last night, and I looked down, and the DA's assistant who reported its name was Mary Carey.
Really? Yeah. So who would have thought that you were moonlighting as a DA's assistant?
Exactly. It was me the whole time.
Right.
I've been keeping it a secret because I was afraid that, you know, people
and now,
me. You know too much.
I feel like Kendra needs to connect with this person and maybe, you know, continue her investigation.
That's really strange.
Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
And, you know, I there are no coincidences in my world.
Wow.
And so it was kind of interesting.
I agree with that.
But I have a question. Did the police listen to a lot of the clues that were given from you guys? Did they?
I don't know.
I did want to ask, since Khalees and Jennifer and y'all are there, I did want to ask if it was possible, if you sensed anything further in terms of kind of coming forward for us. If you can tap into that, what did he do afterwards? Because I think that would be helpful for us.
What did he do afterwards?
Like now after he's been found, I think that it would be helpful to know what he did immediately following that.
I see him going to another, it's known
that. Did he shoot himself? Is that what happened?
I see him going to a female and telling her to leave.
Oh.
And I believe I saw this before when we first looked into it. I do feel like this other person knows about it, but didn't do anything. Didn't do it, but knew about it.
In addition to that, I do feel that I don't know how to explain this. I'll just tell you what I see. Like crystals being melted. So I'm assuming he took another hit of whatever it was he was taking. And then I see a lot of movement, which to me indicates violence. And I do feel that he had either a gun or a knife or both. So I don't know what we do know because I didn't really focus on him when people were talking about the case. But what I'm seeing clairvoyantly is that there was violence straight after, but also drugs.
Mm-hmm. I do feel like you're going to start something in the name of her, like an awareness, dealing with either abuse or making more of an awareness of this, and like just because of what happened to her and how she didn't really have an outlet. Does that make sense to you?
You're definitely sorry.
Yes.
Okay, you're definitely going to be writing the story. So whether that's as part of doing the foundation or actually publishing a book,
yeah.
I see the story going down on paper and that it helps you. And it's weird because it's almost like it's quite nice. It's that you're writing a story that's about her that's almost a bit fictional.
Are you writing a song about her? Is there music involved with her? I know you're involved with music.
Well,
But is there a song? She keeps bringing in music to me.
Not currently, but you never
that
know.
That could be part of the story, though, too.
Kendra's always bringing music.
Is she?
Yeah, when the youngest one turns 15, yeah. I feel like you're going to leave it a couple years, give it some time. And that's actually the best thing for you, is to just have the moment now where, experience the peace, let it all be settled. And then start working on the creativity side of things when you feel inspired.
Oh, and my condolences go out to your family. It must be so hard, after you go through that and, you know, all those years, the whole year waiting to find her, and then you do, and it's just sort of like...
The relief.
Well, it's realization that it actually happened.
Yeah.
And it the mourning process is, you know, it just starts all over again. So
that's true.
But, you know, also... The storyline behind this, I think, is also Joanne was a battered woman, and she was in this relationship with this man who was a drug addict. She had tried to get away from him, I guess, and then he had a new girlfriend, and he was abusive. And a lot of women, I don't know if anybody recently saw the O.J. Simpson confession, but... It's just tragic that women go through this and there's nothing they can do. until it's too late. So I think also as I was a trauma survivor in that situation, and I'm sure all of us have had some kind of experience with that on some level. I don't know, Mary, if you've ever had any abusive relationships.
Yeah, no, I was actually, Kendra, you remember Harold, Kendra?
But I do.
Yes, yes, he was definitely. And it was just hard to leave, you know, and finally I did. But and even when I finally kicked him out, he still went back and hit me. And
well, there's the emotional manipulation as well as the physical side. Yeah. That's like the hardest part.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, it's when we see something tragic like this.
It and after a period of time, like they just make you feel, you know, crazy. Like there's nothing but them, you know, right. They make you feel small.
Yeah, you disappear as a person. You know, and the longer you stay, the more you disappear.
Your self-esteem is gone. Mm-hmm. And I think, so to speak to what you said earlier, yes, I think that there does have to be more attention, you know, and I've seen throughout what I've endured this year going through this, I've seen so many people say, well, why didn't she leave? Why didn't, like, victim shaming is it's not the answer. You know, when women are in this, they don't know how to get out. There doesn't seem like there's an answer. There is, though. And I think that's important to speak to.
You become so small. You think that it's your fault, and you love the person,
and they are the world. So you don't see that there's another world out there, and you can't imagine how you would fit into that world, even if it were there, because you're just in the zone.
You know, mm-hmm. Happens a lot. It really does. Now, the fact that they were also involved in drugs may, you know, be another part of it, because apparently meth is something that makes people snap in the heat of passion and kill other people. So we think O.J. Simpson may have been on meth.
Oh, wow.
And, or cocaine, or both. He talked about how he kind of blacked out, and he and his friend Charlie, and that might have been like his drugs, and how you know, you don't even know you're doing it, and the remorse afterwards causes you to want to commit suicide, which is something else that O.J. Simpson wanted to do. He was driving with A.J. Crowley in the car, and he with a gun to his head, and you know, and that was similar to what Kendra's sister's ex-husband went through. He was suicidal, and he killed himself. So, and it, you know, the whole drug involvement in it is also part of it. So,
right. And
I feel bad for Kendra, because she's out in Massachusetts looking for this woman, you know, her loved one. And, you know, it's one of those things where the perpetrator is past, so it's not really worth it for the police to really try that hard. And because
that's not okay.
And then it's just they call it, you know, just another dead drug addict. You know what I mean?
It is amazing how law enforcement, how many cases I've worked on where if they do have a drug past, we don't give it. Yeah. They don't look for it.
Now, really. I'm just curious if this this new guy who they found in the same area was in the same drug ring, or why would somebody just come up, you know, another body in the same area?
Yeah, I feel it's not related, but I felt it was a known dumping spot. So I don't know if it's become a known dumping spot, or if it has been a known dumping spot for getting rid of bodies. But as soon as I heard that there'd been another body, I was like, it's not the same people. Because with the Joe stuff, it's like a feminine and a masculine energy, whereas with this one it was, I feel like I've got two guys throwing it.
But didn't it say that Joe's ex or husband was connected with the Hell's Angels or something? I think I read that.
I didn't know about that.
I feel like I read that in an article. I'm just wondering.
Maybe, but this one definitely felt like it was younger.
Joe was very against drugs. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, like we've talked about this before, obviously, with Chad. I mean, there's been differing stories with that. But this spot particularly where they just found somebody, you know, I have feel such a small town and like, I think these two things have really, kind of set the town off, because this doesn't typically happen there, you know?
Right. It's out in the middle of nowhere. It's the sticks of Massachusetts. I mean,
it's strange. It's such a small town.
It's very small community, and it's very, you know.
I'm not saying the town's strange. I'm just saying that it all happens.
It's a college town, you know.
Not to insult the town.
Oh, is this where Amherst is?
Oh no, okay. my son hated it there. He was like, oh God, it's just. I mean, you had to drive so far to get there, and
it was snowy all the time.
It's freezing cold in the winter. You know? That's why they couldn't find her for a long. It gets cold. They can't search from November to February. It's just incredibly icy and cold.
In case anyone's interested, just a thing to add, I feel
like below zero cold, that cold.
Fahrenheit. To the body, the burnt body of the guy, I feel like that's to do with owing money and that there was money owed that never got paid. So just in case that case starts.
Well, that could
up
be drugs too.
Anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I got a feeling there's a meth thing going on out there. I mean, I'm just going to use my spidey sense on this
it's
one.
A sense. Pretty good prediction.
Okay. I knew Route 9. Accurate. I knew what route, cause I've been on that road and it's not an easy one to drive. Mm. Good place to get rid of a body. So anyway,
also, can I just say that you, Susan, are like one of the most psychic people I know. Like every single time I'm having anxiety or thinking about something, my phone will get a text and it's like, Susan, she's texting me about legitimately.
Validation. Wait a minute, you have psychic abilities too, for real?
What's that?
But you have psychic abilities.
She's very intuitive.
She does, but she says
I would be talking to you so much. I would have been texting her way more.
Kendra, that was something you said about me, and I really appreciate that.
Every
time. It's so true. Thinking about, and then she will text me, and it will be the exact, I'm like, I was just about to text you.
Yeah, but she'll text you the thing you were going to text her too, which is even more creepy.
I'm not
so
psychic.
Weird, Susan.
I'm not like it. I'm intuitive. I'm a mom.
She literally is. She wasn't.
I'm a mom. I got eyes in the back of my head.
Triplet mom.
Triplet mom. Yes. Triplet mom.
That counts.
Now
that counts
I
for more.
Listen. I'm connected with all of you guys in every way. I feel all your love and all your pain and all your anxiety because I mean, I'm connected to you because I've been hanging out with you so much and I know that you know. This was probably one of the most traumatic things I've ever experienced, though. I was, like, crying the other night when we were talking about this. And it's extremely important that when you're in a situation like this that you reach out and you get the help that you need from the authorities. If your husband beats you up, you call the police. You report it. Hopefully, you know, with the whole Me Too movement, we'll be able to, you know, actually have our voices heard, you know, before we're found dead in some place. But anyways, I want to take a break and I want to come back. And Kendra, you're welcome to stay, but you're such a strong soul and you're everything that you're doing, keep doing it.
We adore you, Kendra.
Oh, Kendra, yeah. I'm going to be in Nashville in May. I'd love to see you.
Yay.
I just remembered.
Well, I love you guys, and I want to.
I'm sorry. I had to tell her before I forget. And everyone's saying bye. I'm like, I'll be in Nashville.
One of my tech guys here is actually going to Nashville. He wants to know if you'll show him around in the next couple of days. He goes, I want to go. I'll meet Kendra. Would she show me around the town? His name's John. I'll hook you guys up. But we're going to take a
rest. Kendra, thanks for letting
us. But I did want to say this. I really want to make this clear because I this was important to me coming into this. A lot of people said, like, why are you going to do this tonight? It's too soon. It's too much. It's whatever. The importance to me is how hard and dedicated y'all have been throughout this past year and really, really, like, calling me even on the sidelines when we're not, you know, on air and saying, this is what I'm seeing or this is what I'm feeling and whatever. Y'all have been such a support and so much strength to me, and what you've said has been, you've never led me wrong, okay?
Oh, thank
so
you. Thank you.
I just, coming into this tonight, that is the reason that I did this this evening, is because I absolutely believe in everything that you've done thus far, and in your spirits and your souls, and in helping get through this, and so... I just wanted to thank you all because you have been amazing, and the work that you do is sometimes underappreciated, but it is
Well, these guys, I
thank you. Thank you, Kendra.
I can only facilitate the genius here. That's all I can do. That's all I can do. And
thanks for having us on the case. Really,
like, yeah. I mean, it was really interesting to me, and I am in.
I'm happy to help that we can use the abilities we have for stuff like this. You
it's
know?
Good stuff. Yeah. It's good stuff. So we're going to take breaks. Hang around, Facebook people. We're gonna be back. We'll take a few calls. I know I've had some people on hold for a really long time that want to call in, but we're going to talk to Mary Carey.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah. I'm like, when? Sorry. I feel like we should make...
Y'all know Mary can't be there and not get any attention, right?
No. I need to know stuff. I want to talk... Yeah, okay. I just need to know stuff. We'll be back.
I was at a party last night with my girlfriends, and we were all talking about how when you reach that certain age, all things start changing. Changes in libido, energy, and metabolism. And then there are hot flashes. Bergafem actually helps me with the hot flashes. Bergafem is an all-natural dietary supplement made with the extracts from the bergamot citrus fruit, which is also known to have properties that can improve cardiovascular function. Additionally, it can help fight high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high blood sugar, and abdominal fat. What makes Bergafem different is its combination of natural ingredients specifically formulated for women facing menopause. I've been taking Bergafem for about a year now, and I've noticed increased energy and libido, and a serious reduction in hot flashes. Between that and what I know it can do for my cholesterol and blood pressure, I'm sold. It's safe, all natural, and there are no side effects. For a limited time, our listeners can save 10% on their order by entering code DrDrew at checkout on drdrew.com. That's DrDrew. To learn more about Bergafem, please also visit bergamet.com. That's bergamet.com today.
Be sure to talk to your physician before All right. you use any Bergamet product. In fact, before you use any product or supplement, be sure to talk to your doctor.
There's a piece of paper with a phone number on it. Hey, we're back, and I have something to say about Facebook Live. Anybody who's watching on Mary Carey's Facebook Live, we really appreciate it. And she's, you know, she was very nice to share with you. How many followers do you have?
You know, on Facebook, not that many. I set up as a regular page, not a fan page. So it's just got the 5,000 friends and like 21,000 followers.
That's pretty good.
That's what I want to do on Instagram. Whoa. Instagram, I had the 205,000.
I'm gonna.
That's still great.
We're trying to work on the technical stuff to share it on my page because that's where the callers are. But if you do want to call in, where's that phone number that I had on the piece of paper? Oh gosh.
Nobody called.
626.
I'm just kidding.
334.
Wow. That was a good catch.
636-334-3999.
Yeah, it's 636-334-3999. Now, I think that's on the top of the page, but if you want to call in and get a quick psychic reading, we do have a couple people on hold.
Nobody you can wants wait on hold reading. For
Is
hours.
Kendra, are you still there?
I'm here. I'm just listening now.
Yes, Kendra. Okay. Kendra's so funny.
So we're gonna change the camera over to these three and do a quick little recap of what Mary has gone through since her last reading here.
Oh, okay.
And cut That's me crazy. Out of the shot so I can play on my computer.
Okay. Which camera?
Yeah.
Looking at?
Where are we?
You're over here.
Which one's my camera? You guys ready for me?
Are you ready for your call?
Your angle?
I'm ready to share my experience, strength, and hope. Okay, that's what AA talks about.
So I'll still be talking. You just won't be able to see me. Mary was here with Gina Grad on a previous show.
Yes.
And she had a psychic reading, and she had a previous boyfriend at that time, and he was sitting in the room. And
oh, no, he wasn't here that time. He came the time before when I was with Drew.
Oh, okay.
But we talked about him a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh,
I would not you have kept telling that. Me. You kept telling me he wasn't the one. And I
And he wasn't in the room because I couldn't see you. I was just on the phone.
I kept wanting you to change your answer. So you would go on talking about something else and I'd be like, but wait a minute, let's go back. And then I even tried to like, when you said that he was really into fancy things, I was like, well, his family's really rich, but like.
Yeah, you were trying to make it fit.
Yes, I was trying to make it fit.
You were like, well, I could.
be on the right thing. And yeah. I'm like, sorry.
No. Yeah. I remember I was very upset. I think I was crying when you told me that it wasn't him. And then when you talked about something else again, and I was like, but wait, what about? And then you're like, he's right for now. But he's not the right one.
Yeah.
But he says he's going to get married again. Right.
Meet Khalees the dream crusher.
But you know what? I'm so glad like you
I was trying to get you to focus on the good things that were coming, not the things that were breaking
you,
apart.
And what did you, do you remember what you told her?
I have no, I never remember because it just kind of like comes through me.
What did she say?
Okay, well then you were saying that I was going to meet someone that was going to, you said I wasn't going to pay attention to him at first.
Yes.
You said something like, I don't know, I didn't quite understand what that meant, but that, like, you're like going to, he's going to George Costanza you. Oh. Which I didn't say that. But now what exactly does that mean?
Okay, so I have been, I don't know if someone, sorry, I think someone explained it to me where they said that basically they wear you down. Okay. So I think his move was that he would just ask women out over and over and over until they just said, yes, okay, fine, I'll go out with you. It was something like that.
I mean, it's definitely way more subtle. But
it's like a thing in New York. Like it's like a term that you use to explain how someone worked out.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Well, when I met, who knows, maybe this guy I'm with now is still not the right one. I don't know. But well, I'm piecing it together from, but who knows, maybe there's another person. Because when I first met him, I met him.
Don't tell her anything.
Oh, okay, don't
tell her. Yeah, don't tell me stuff.
But it was very, okay.
That's not how it works.
Oh, okay.
You've been here before.
Well, I understand, but I'm excited.
We were saying earlier that I had told you were going to meet someone fancy.
You said like fancy things, and you said I was going to wonder. I was going to wonder how I ever, like at first I was going to ignore him, but then I was going to wonder how I was ever living without him.
And did this happen?
Yes. And you said I was going to have you could see me having a really good, nice life with him. You're like, you're going to have a really good life, a much better like quality life than you've lived.
Easier.
Yeah, you said those things. And so, and
So interestingly, how do you feel now looking back on the one that didn't work out?
Oh, I mean, I look at it as if it wasn't for staying though in that situation. I always go back to what you had said. It's right for now. Yeah. I was like, well, maybe she meant that it was right. Like if I would have broken up with him then, I would have maybe not been single when I had met Joe.
And this
so
is-
I look at it as I keep telling myself I stayed there and wasted another 6 months of my life because I had to get to Joe. So
yeah. Okay. No more information.
When you said I was going to meet the person from a foundation or something I was working in, and now I realize that I was very involved with Promises in their heavily involved with Promises and on their event planning committee of the rehab, and I had met him at the event, like at the barbecue I helped plan for Promises. It was at first I was like, I'm not involved in, I kept being like, I'm not involved in a foundation, but then I was like, wait a minute, I'm actively involved in Promises and the rehab. Yeah. So and it was the picnic for Promises, and it was through there I'd met him. So.
It's a cool part of a reading when we teach clients things about themselves they don't even know.
Yeah.
Because we obviously know nothing about you. And then you're like, oh, I do work for a foundation.
Yeah.
And it's interpretation too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good job, so Dream Crusher.
No, I'm just so glad she was wrong about Zach.
It's the hardest thing.
I really tried to make it work too. I was like, fancy. Zach's fancy, but really not, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the family's got money, but he's not fancy, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. And you try to give someone accurate information.
Right.
Without killing their dreams, you know, by saying no, wait, something great's coming, and then they'll focus on the one thing that they want to be true. And I'm like, just please be patient because this is going to work out.
And
the
you
way
said you saw me getting married, and I was like thinking, oh, good, married to Zach. But you're like, good. You're like, no, it's like, and I didn't ask if I was going to get married. You were like, I think you've been married before, and I was like, I have.
Okay.
And they're like, well, I see another marriage, and so I was like, oh, but and I kept thinking it's for Zach, and but you know. No, but I'm glad it wasn't. I'm very happy. So
exactly.
Yeah.
I knew you would be. That's
you
all. Right. So
unless there's another person down the line that's going
to
be
I don't
this.
Know. Maybe we should switch over to Jen and let her tune in for a little bit.
Because
she's never
on,
read
Joe.
You before. Okay. And then after that, I can add bits that come up. So yeah, why don't
if my grandparents come around anywhere, let me know.
Your grandparents come around. Okay.
Well, they were like my parents. They might come through as parents because they raised me.
Right.
I don't know. Just so you guys
okay,
know.
Let's
if
see.
They're around.
Let's see.
Okay. Let's go into that.
His sister could be around. I don't know. I'm just in case they're floating around anywhere. I don't know if they're floating. But
Hold on. She's going to start.
Okay.
Hold on.
Sorry. I didn't mean to make you laugh.
Let her start.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
So first I was – when I when we first sat down, I was tapping into your health and I was getting how bad – like everything was in your neck, in your lower back, right? And then – and that's just – a way that I tap in. And then when you, because you were so excited to be here, I do feel when it comes to this relationship, I do feel like you're fulfilled. I feel like you're happy. You're like little. You're excited. You feel like a little puppy.
That's how I am.
Okay.
I feel like that.
Then I also feel that you are very excited to get on with it. Get on with your life. Like get on with kids, having kids. Mm-hmm. I know you've had concerns, I do feel you with a boy. Like I feel this little boy that's around you. It doesn't. So when I feel energy like that, hold on 1 second. I don't know why. Is there any twins in your family? Are there twins around him?
That's what I want. I want twins.
You want
I do
twins.
See
I want
two.
Twins.
I do see
you see
two.
Twins?
Not twins, but I see two.
Twins.
She sees twins. So it could
I
be.
See
okay.
something
could
that's
be.
I think something that is.
Can I add to that while you're tuning
yeah.
in?
Yeah.
Because I definitely see that it's going to be either cesarean or something assisted.
I want a cesarean.
Yeah, it's not going to be.
No, I'm not kidding. We've already talked about that.
It's not going to be a natural birth.
I'm planning. I want twins and a cesarean.
Yeah. Well, if you have twins, so, you have to get a cesarean sometimes, but you can't just get a cesarean because you want a cesarean.
You can have an elective cesarean.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. Mm-mm. Okay.
What about if you're marrying a doctor? Can't the doctor make
well,
the other doctor?
Maybe.
I thought you could. Oh, well. Maybe each country's different.
You're going to have in vitro.
I think Susan can speak
That's
to that.
Oh, wait, Kendra's. She's seeing it too. Her Susan's psychic abilities.
Yeah, no, I'm part of the Vaginal Preservation Society, so I'm all for cesarean.
The VSS?
It's
oh, the VPS?
Thing. Yeah. It's, yeah it, you know.
I'm marrying a doctor.
Oh. Thank you,
That's
Kendra.
Funny. That's funny. Have you changed the location of your thoughts about your wedding?
Okay, yeah, we've been going back and forth
right.
because we've originally thought of, you know, we wanted to just do like a little small destination
right.
wedding. His family kind of pressured him into a
bigger
wedding. And now it seems like it's getting bigger, which now him and I have decided we want to maybe just do something small. What should we do? What do you see? Sorry, I'm like.
It's big. It's like right in the middle.
Okay.
And it feels like more family. Like it feels like
yeah,
more
that's
of
what
a family.
That's what it feels like. We all have family. I have no family.
But
so.
I feel like if you don't invite certain people, they're just going to show up anyway.
Okay. Ooh.
They're
wow.
Like yeah. they would show up anyway as friends because
okay.
they love you so much.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's nice.
You know?
Yeah.
It's going to be in the... Have you guys thought about Vegas? You haven't thought about Vegas,
mm-mm.
have you?
Mm-mm.
What's in the desert then that I'm picking up on?
Hmm.
Because I see part of, like, did you have something
the
with
honeymoon?
The location?
I saw
like,
sand.
I saw a beach.
So I wonder
cliff.
If.
Oh, I
yes.
want to have a beach wedding.
Yes, because I saw it on an
but
island.
That would be if we did a destination. We were thinking
okay,
I originally
so
had a beach
that's
wedding.
That's what I'm
so
saying, because it's
like,
higher up, but it's okay. got water.
Yeah, so I'm seeing a cliff, too.
But maybe
but
there's
I'm
like
also
an engagement
getting,
party in Vegas or like a bachelorette to, in Vegas or something that you're picking
closer
up.
Closer to a family.
Okay.
Closer to a family.
The beach part or the?
No, the other part.
Okay. Huh.
It's the thing. It just, it's, okay. I just saw a desert and
yeah.
it felt like, and it could be, hold on. You don't even want an engagement party.
I know, like, we don't really.
Oh, they're a waste of time.
I don't, yeah, I want to just.
You just want to get on with
well,
it.
Because
unless
I just
you
thought,
want a lot of presents
because I didn't, I'm not a very good planner, and then planning the wedding thing and invite, like at first I was like, oh, I don't have anyone to invite, and then every day I remember more people to
yeah,
invite,
yeah.
and it's just starting to get.
Yeah.
Are you filming that part?
Am I filming or filming?
Are you going to get somebody to film just even the planning part for you?
I haven't thought about that yet, but I probably should. Maybe I don't know.
What
should
do you
I?
Think, Kendra? Is she around?
Did we lose her?
Kendra?
She just passed out. It's later there.
fair enough.
I'm here. I think I just have a latency. I think Mary is, I think everything you're saying is correct. Mary is. Probably like very undecided about multiple things.
She knows I don't like planning things. I'm not a, when it comes to like,
I, no, I see
party,
like a lot
planning.
Of people coming.
He's like, let's just do it now.
Yeah.
Right. It'll be a younger
like
crowd,
a little
like
puppy.
It's a party crowd.
Okay, so you're getting married, you're having twins, you're getting a cesarean.
Is it with Joe? Is it with Joe?
Oh, God, he's in the room.
Wait, so what? They already they agreed
this,
to me.
I see
yes, it's
okay,
Joe.
If it's Joe, put a, so he doesn't hear. If it's Joe, put a one. If it's not Joe, put a two. And I won't show any emotion.
And who's Zach? I'm totally kidding. I know
oh.
that was your first question. Totally kidding.
Oh,
I'm
it's
kidding.
Joe. She says it's Joe. Wait, it's Joe?
Okay, so Joe, we need to have a talk with Joe. Okay.
Yeah.
later.
Hey, Doug. Hey, thanks for joining us.
I have a bone to pick with you.
And there comes, and there comes kid number one.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, it's, you know, congratulations on your engagement, too. I'm really excited for you. Glad you didn't stay with the other guy.
hold on. The date is close to a birthday. Or it's either like the day you got engaged or the day you get married is close to one of your birthdays. There's anniversary.
Let's see. My birthday is June. Okay, so this might be so July 7th. Okay, so July 7th is when we were thinking. And July 8th is my grandmother's. My mom's birthday.
Yes, that's why. Because I've got it on the same day as the birthday. Yeah, yeah. She'll be proud.
Really?
Yeah, she's do it before the birthday. Because she's talking about the fact she's going to get older.
You can hear right now?
Yeah, and that there's going to be... did she play with her teeth when she got really old?
That's why you said that last time, and I don't...
Could this be Dad's mom?
I don't... See, I wouldn't know her. That's the same.
I feel like I've got Dad's mom. She's pulling her teeth out, putting them back in.
I should find out because
no, that's my mom.
Definitely for her, but your mom probably didn't.
Susan always thinks everything's her.
No, my mom had dentures.
But your mom comes to you with the smoke and the cigarettes.
I have all my teeth, by the way. I just want everybody to know. Everything's real really from like here down.
I'm laughing. You're like, Susan's hijacking my reading.
Let's go back to Jen for a sec.
So my grandma, well, that's funny. The teeth thing, I don't know if it would be my dad's side.
This feels like it's your dad's side.
But it's my grandmother's, my grandmother I was raised by, who's like my mom, July 8th was her birthday.
Yeah, and there's a feeling that that has to happen before the birthday because the ninth, there's something wrong with the ninth. So there's like, something happens in your life on the ninth where you need to be married before that. And it's not like, oh my God, you're going to get deported because you're American. But it's something that's like, you've got to be, it's a timing issue. Don't make it any later.
Oh no.
No, it's a good thing. It's like an exciting thing.
Maybe you should go to Vegas.
We have a location.
It could be first comes baby, then comes marriage.
Yes.
No, we're getting married July 7th or sooner.
But you see, then maybe on July 9th you find out you're pregnant or something.
Oh, okay.
It's something like that where it's like, whoo, like we got married 2 days ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because heaven forbid,
you'd get twins. Or you're just going to have
two babies back to back close together. At like 38 and then 40 or something.
Oh my God. See, that's before.
Too much. I'd rather just get pregnant once.
Yeah, but
yeah, no, you don't.
Just be back to back one really long one.
No, you don't. You don't. Trust me. One at a time.
You think so?
But listen, if you get two at a time, I'm not going to be mad.
Yeah.
She'll write you a letter.
One baby is a lot of work.
Well, we're going to have help.
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Your
husband said, as long as I have help, I'm okay.
All right. Drew always agrees with you. He doesn't want to. That's
so funny.
And then I said, what about triples? He's like, talk to Susan about that.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Well,
I can see you saying
when I was trying to get pregnant, I had 5 embryos implanted.
Oh, wow.
And that was back in the day when they went, we'll just throw 5 embryos in because that's what you got here.
Yeah.
If I had 30, they would have thrown those in too.
No. Wow.
And I was pregnant. 4 actually took. And then one just kind of dissipated into the uterus at a certain point. But I felt so much weight lifted when I found out it was only 3.
Not 5.
And then, what would you have done if you were going to be a Quinto mom?
I would have had them. I am totally pro-life, so I would. But there was a big controversy about it and how we were going
to
deal with it.
Be in hospital for like 8 months
because it's hard on your marriage. I mean, it's impossible. Well, I mean, how I survive this?
Kids separately, one at a time, very hard.
Very, kids in general are hard.
But I don't know. I got lucky.
I'm really excited for it.
You know, and the other thing is when you have multiples, you know, you have a higher risk of having problems because you got two babies in there, and then you're older, and then also the fact that you can't go full term, and have to be very careful, and hopefully him being a medical doctor will be helpful because you'll know how to take care of yourself and there are a lot of risks, but if you want a baby, I hope you have one. 2's okay. 3's a lot.
No, I'm not going to do 3.
I don't think they implant like 2 now.
Yeah.
It just depends.
And I think you should, like I said, you should film
your journey. Can I just tell you one thing?
Film your journey.
Sure.
Lucas and I, when we were trying very hard, we were doing the same thing, and as it turned out, it didn't work. But later on in life, when our doctor stopped seeing us, we found out it was because his medical license was canceled because he was the doctor for Optimum. So we were very grateful in the end.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Well, I have some really great news. Wow. We've had people waiting on the line all day.
Hang up, people.
We get you for dinner.
Come have dinner with us. Then we'll talk. I'll tell you more about this sports car that I'm
saying. I'll be off camera, but I'll still be
here. Wait, you see a sports car?
Yeah.
Wait, is it his Porsche?
Is it red?
It works.
I have a red Corvette.
Oh, that's probably what I'm saying.
Okay. Wait. Okay. I want his sister to... Well, no, I want to talk to my grandparents more. I don't know.
Come to dinner.
Okay, we're going... Can he go too?
Yeah.
We're going to dinner after this, Joe.
Yes, we are. We're all going out to dinner. I owe everybody dinner now after this
day. Yes!
Oh, my God.
Double bonus.
Oh, my God.
I haven't had enough yet.
So, Kendra.
Do the readings with us.
Kendra, I'm going to add a caller on here, but I hope... See, we're testing all these new things today, and...
We're so fancy.
This wasn't even on my Facebook Live tonight, so... It is
now. Basically, y'all might hang up on me.
It is now.
Kendra, you're going to be reading the person that's calling. That's what we're going to test out.
Okay, so there are people who have been listening.
How psychic everyone else
Here's
is.
The best part. There's been people on the line listening to us actually go through all the problems that we've had here technically. So
the whole time.
And I am recording up. This, so we could probably...
Ooh, I've said a lot of things.
I know. I'm trying to think of the stuff we've been saying.
My friend Michelle Poe just said something on my thing. She said the sound is really fucked up, too.
Probably. That's why we pay you the big bucks.
We're hoping... I'm hoping that... We can figure out everything because I really like this platform. Anyways, okay, so I'm going to take a caller who's been on for 37 minutes.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
There's a woman who's been on for 54 minutes and she was making dinner. I don't know, she might be eating dinner.
There's a virtue.
Okay, I'm going to take her.
Something I don't have.
Hello, it's Susan, 1923. Is this? Are you still there? Are you doing dishes now?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, it's Susan from Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Can you hear me?
This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you? We're here.
Fine.
With...
How are you?
Oh, we're good. Thank you for listening for so long. I'm going to ask...
I guess I'm sorry. I was confused. I didn't know I was online yet.
Yeah, it's okay. We're just glad that you can hear us. I'm not sure if anybody can hear us.
I can.
Anywhere else. But thank you for calling. And I'm here with Khalees Simone and Jennifer Schaefer today.
Hi, Mary.
Also, we have Kendra J. Rossi on the line, too. Say hi, Kendra.
What about me? I'm not here.
Hi.
And Mary Carey.
Hello. It's like a whole party. Mary Carey, too.
Yeah.
She's just leaving me out.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's psychic. Oh, but Mary Carey's my co-host today, and she just...
Oh, wait, Kendra's psychic, too?
Apparently.
You could actually hear us the whole time, right? Could you hear us on the phone talking?
I could, yes.
Wow, so good.
So, Mary, I've spoken to you before on Colby's show, correct? This is Jennifer Schaefer. Have I spoken?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay.
No?
Well, it looks like I'm out.
Yeah.
Do you want to start?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Mary, it's Khalees Simone.
I'm kind of new to calling in, but...
That's all right. You're doing a good job. I mean, you already got the whole...
Okay, you tell me what I'm supposed to say or do. Thank you.
Okay, well, you just say yes if you understand what I'm talking about. And you can just say I'm not sure if you're not sure, and I'll just still finish the message. So I feel there's a bit of a heaviness in your chest at the moment, not so much physically, it could be emotionally. And I feel like I'm sort of mourning. So I don't know if you're mourning the loss or mourning a tragedy, but would that make sense that something has just happened that's leaving a heaviness around you at the moment?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. You would benefit from taking time to actually work through these emotions, because I do feel you're trying to be very, and I can say this because of my own cultural background, you're trying to be very British about it. You're trying to keep just soldier on through, walk it off. You don't have to do that. I feel you have to go and deal with this issue, and I feel that it requires some attention. Am I correct that it involves contracts, paperwork, or some kind of legal aspect? It's okay
no.
if it doesn't. Okay.
I'm not seeing that.
Know that I see a lot of paperwork around it, and I feel that there's work that you can go back and sort through in order to find a resolution or to help move this on through. I just feel like there's some part to play that will help. There's something more you can do, and that you have to let yourself mourn the loss of what you thought you had, and then you have to move forward through it. So it's almost like there's an admin side and an emotional side that needs to be dealt with. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Also, I feel like there's stress around money with you. So do you understand that?
A little, right? Okay.
Know that the money's bottlenecking, but it hasn't stopped. So the supply might have slowed down, but that doesn't mean you're not going to get any more money in the future. It's just slowing down now because of your energy. It's like because your energy's frozen with the trauma you're going through, everything around you, spirit's like keeping everything at bay so that you can breathe and focus on healing, and then everything's going to go back into full swing the way it was.
Okay.
Okay. Now, is there someone specific you wanted to connect to today? If
is
so,
your
just
father,
tell
is
us
your
the
father
first name.
Is your father around you?
I guess my mother, maybe. I don't know if you ever, I always kind of feel she's around me. So I don't know if you feel her or see her or anything she might like to say to me.
Am I correct in saying that her name ends in E, like Joni or Janie or Jerry or something like that? I could be getting someone else if it's not.
No.
Okay. Could it be like
I'm
Cindy?
I'm trying to think who that might be.
No, that,
no
that name
my
comes
specific mother
Cindy.
Was not. It was,
okay.
It could be his sister
Winnie.
Cindy. I don't know. Cindy.
Know that that name comes through in case it means something to you later on. But I actually feel just from my spirit guides that when you see feathers or that you will see feathers, they are from your mother.
Really? I just saw a couple too the other day.
Yeah.
It just like came from out of the sky out of nowhere on a snowy day. It was really weird. Yeah.
That's because she needed to talk to you. Were you talking out loud to her that day? Because I've got you walking along talking out loud and that it's her saying you need to just know that you're safe and that everything's okay, almost like a reassurance message.
Wow. Well, I'm going to look for that.
Okay.
Yeah, and you've been asking her to be around you, correct?
Yeah, I always do. You know, she's been deceased for a long time, but, you know, she's always been a part of my life.
Yeah, and do you have something close to your, like either a necklace from her or something close to your heart of hers?
I don't have it on now, but I do.
You do? I feel like you
I do have something.
I feel like you connect with that, like when you hold something of hers. Mm-hmm. Like a I don't know if I'm seeing like a, not a napkin, but what are those?
Serviette.
Serviette or a tissue? Like, you know those old, do you know what, cloth tissues?
Oh, handkerchief.
Handkerchief, sorry.
Handkerchief.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Kendra.
Sorry about that. Like, that there's something like the texture-wise, like a doily or something like that you have of hers that she uses, that you use, or that you that's around you. And there's also something, did she collect like teacups or something like china? She
loved tea. She liked to drink tea.
Okay.
Good woman.
And there's always something reading. You do either she did a lot of reading or you do a lot of reading, correct?
Like I think she did, yeah. I think we do. I'm more computer, but I think she was more of a reader because it was, you know, many years ago before computers when she passed away.
And there's something about her cooking, too. Did she leave, like, I could be seeing a cookbook. I don't know if she's telling you to cook.
Maybe that's it.
I kind of agree. You need to cook more.
Cook more and more healthy.
I feel that your mother would never have eaten out or brought anything pre-prepared. You know, she's very traditional.
That's everybody's mother in those days.
That's true. It was all in her head, and she would just a little this and a little of that. You know, so she never wrote anything down. But
got it.
But we kind of managed to put things together as a remembrance.
And there's something with flowers. She loved flowers as well.
Roses.
Yeah.
Roses were her thing, yep.
Yeah. She loves you. She's around you a lot.
Mary, did you want to ask us anything specifically today?
Not today, no. Okay. But thank you very much. It's very reassuring, and I thank you.
Absolutely. And just keep going with that issue that I picked up on earlier. I don't really know how to pinpoint it, but I know that you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So just know that there's more work
later,
to be
I'm
done.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. But then, it's something that's already happened.
And then let Susan know.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate
All right, have
it.
Have a good night.
Thanks, Mary.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That was sweet. Everybody on Facebook who's having a problem hearing us, we apologize. We're testing this new system out, and I'm hoping that we figure out what technologically is going on. But it is a podcast, so if you want to hear the podcast, you can also download it from iTunes or Podbean, or you can find it on drdrew.com. It is a podcast, so it's not, this is our rough cut. We've thought, we're trying to...
test some new things. That we had a few right. issues today. Spirit broke my Scarlet, and we couldn't get a hold of some people. But anyways, I was hoping that MC would call in, but she. What happened was she was supposed. We were supposed to start at 4, and then we got hung up with the sound, and she had a reading, and she's a busy psychic girl. She has a lot of clients, so. She's and I feel bad because she didn't get to talk to Kendra, and she really wanted to give Kendra her moral support and congratulate, you know, I guess her hard work and finding her sister at last. And I think that from all of us, it's, you know, just been on the back of her mind for a long time. Yeah. I'm hoping she'll call back in, but you could hear us, right, Kendra, during that caller.
I'm still here. I'm listening.
Oh good. Okay, so
I'm not going anywhere.
So I'm since we can, maybe she'll call in. I'm trying to coerce her on my iPad, but my friend Michelle said that the sound wasn't very good on Facebook Live, so we're gonna hopefully figure out why. Hello, this is Susan from Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. The last four digits.
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Thank you for waiting. We really appreciate it. I'm here with my co-host, Mary Carey.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
And now I'm just going to be quiet because...
It's just really fun, you know, trying to host a show and be the tech person and run the phones and be the, you know, everything at the same time. But Kalisa and Jen are here. And do you have any questions?
I was just going to see if you could pick up on whatever came through, but if you need a specific question, I can think of one.
I didn't say we need it. It's more just if you want to focus on something in particular. So maybe we'll just tune in and let you know what we see.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I've got your head spinning at the moment, so I have to assume that you've had a very busy week. And I just feel like you're getting inundated with tasks one after another after another. And I keep feeling something needs cleaned. So is there like a dog that needs to be washed or something in your house? Does that make sense?
No, but okay. My house probably needs cleaned.
Oh, okay. I feel like it's something, it's something that you look after. Is it a child that needs to be bathed? Is that what's going on? It's like it's cleaning time.
I don't
know. No, I don't take care of anybody, so I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, then start with the house then, I guess.
I think the energy.
Maybe it's me. Uh-oh.
The energy in general. But I do feel like you have a lot going on with work, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And there's some changes that I think you might be, are you a little nervous about?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Was there a big change in February with work? Like the third week?
Not that I can think of right now.
Okay, because I feel like there's certain things that are coming in June, but I felt like it started in February with your work.
Yeah, I would write that down and think about that because that makes sense.
But it's a good thing. It's not anything to be nervous about because I feel like you want to go – I think – hold on. I feel like they're going to give you more responsibility with your work.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you want it, but you don't want it at the same time.
Yeah, I'm not sure if go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I thought someone was talking. I'm not sure if that clicks right now, but I'll write it down and think about it.
If you have a question regarding work, give us the question and we'll look into it.
Well, actually, I did want to ask
regarding work thing,
or work or relationships.
Sorry, before you ask real quick, can I just tell you one more thing that's coming through? I just want to go back to that cleaning of the house. There's a reason why that needs to be done. You're not going to be living there for an extended period of time. I feel like it's going to be on the market soon, and I feel like you're going to be moving, but it's a good thing. It's an upgrade. It may be a relocation with work. It may be something you've thought about doing, but it may happen as soon as like 3 months from now, and it just feels like it's a very happy moment for you. I would even go as far as to say, June. I would even go as far as to say that you might be moving in with someone or getting engaged or just like something because it's like a woo.
Maybe that's Mary.
Yeah, maybe it is Mary. Maybe I've got to like sit over here.
Yes, we can talk about me some more. Sorry.
But Jessica, would that make sense to you?
Not really, to be honest, because we just, I'm married and we just moved here.
Oh, so you did just move.
So no, I don't,
I
we're not
be
really
moving in June. I think Mary's moving in June too.
I've already kind of moved
it
in.
It came up, so I have to stick with it because it did come up. So yeah. I will say I'll give that to you.
Yeah, I don't doubt, Khalees. We're goofing around.
No, no,
with
it's
you.
Okay. Just, okay. Just Jessica, for your sake, just know that that comes up. Go clean the house. Do
okay.
It. I wouldn't.
Okay, I will. It's my garage.
Oh, I hate. I have one of those too.
Cleaning the energy. They moved in.
Yeah,
just clearing that up.
Yeah. Mary's energy is so strong.
Yeah,
she's blocking us in everything.
She
right
is.
Now. She's
I
like,
hope so.
It's
I'm
all
trying.
About
you.
Me.
She's like,
I'm
me.
Sorry.
Read me.
It's been a long
me,
afternoon.
Me. It's all about me. Well, I really do want okay, to talk to my grandparents.
Okay, Jessica, there is a sale of property around parents. You. I can't change it. Something's being sold. So whether it's a car or a house or a boat, something is being sold. I can't change that. So know that that comes up and know that it'll be a good thing. So don't panic. Know that it's going to be like a woohoo moment.
Something's being sold. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're
okay. That's good to know.
And we can find dead bodies in Massachusetts, apparently. Yeah. So
yes, yeah. You can. Yeah.
And you predicted me.
We're good. Yeah, that was yeah. So cool.
That's fancy.
That's fancy. He
so
likes
anybody,
fancy things.
If anybody's roughing it out on Facebook Live, I want to thank you. We just heard what it sounds like, and
is
it's
really
pretty
bad?
Funny. It sounds like we're talking through a spiritual vortex. It's like
that's how it sounded when I was calling you earlier.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
But you know what? It's okay. This is why we're doing it on my podcast.
This is why it's streamed to all of our fan pages.
Yes.
But once again, I do want to tell people that this does come out in podcast form and it will be good sound and you'll be able to hear the whole thing with all the commercials, which I hope you will contribute to because they are great sponsors. We have Bergamet, bergafem.com, which bergamet.com, which is bergamot, which I actually take every day. It is made from the bergamot fruit, and it's a natural cardiovascular medication and also helps with your libido and your hot flashes. So anybody...
I need help with my libido, so I'll take it.
Yeah, it helps in your heart if you have any kind of cholesterol. Or
cholesterol.
And then also...
Libido help.
Our favorite Hydrolite, who also is a DrDew.com sponsor. But I want everybody to go over to DrDew.com and click on the banners and buy some of this stuff so we can continue this journey and help people like Kendra and also Mary Carrie, who are Mary Ellen, who are looking for answers and spiritual guidance and self-fulfilling prophecies and just, you know, positive vibes or whatever it is that, you know, we give here.
Have a question for both of them.
Absolutely.
So obviously I was, you know, I used to do adult movies and I've been out of that pretty much since Celebrity Rehab. And then I'm still doing club appearances and stuff, but I want to, obviously I'm giving all that up too. And I'm getting my boobs smaller in May and everything. I'm very excited for that.
Do you have another book signing coming up though? I've got like a big book signing around you. And I don't know if that's something that you did as like your final
boobs.
Event.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We just decided the boobs, Susan.
Wow.
Smaller boobs. Yeah.
Oh.
I know Drew will be so happy. He tried to get me to do that on Sober House. But,
oh, really?
Well, the producers did. I don't know if Drew was behind
that. A lot
that
of
or
work.
Not,
those boobs
but,
are a lot of work.
I can't wait for smaller boobs. Well, I mean, I wanted to write it. I had a book deal a while back, and then I didn't, you know, I like after like three
it
or four years.
No, it'll happen.
Okay. Yeah.
That might be the last. Sorry, what was your actual question before I
well,
start?
What am I just going to be like, because I wouldn't mind just being like a mom, like a full-time mom. That, like,
oh,
I'll
yeah.
Be, I'll probably be a little obsessed with my kids, like, you know, like. But ballet, like my daughter has to do, well, if I have daughter.
I feel like you're going to do that, but you're going to be filmed doing it.
Okay.
See, that's so interesting. So I had an image of you on a
well,
couch.
Well, I've been telling Joel
like
to be on The Real Housewives.
With
so.
A cloth.
Probably.
You've got like one baby here and you've got a cloth over your shoulder and you're just like,
okay,
mom-like.
So I'm going to use my psychic ability for
okay.
the whole ballet thing.
For the greater good.
Okay.
Susan's going to tell
okay.
me that you can't do
this
ballet.
This is the voice of reason coming in. This is God.
Okay.
Yeah. Only because I had... Oh,
my God.
At the same time.
At first, I thought it was coming over the whole house.
I thought it was like an emergency.
Me too.
I was like, it's September 11 all over again.
Oh, my gosh. What is the vision with ballet, Susan?
Well, I think that when you have children and they come out, they're not necessarily just like you.
I know.
They have... like I had three babies that were completely different. And when you are, of course, you're going to train your child or give your child experiences that made you happy and what you what you loved in your life. And they may want to be like you too. I mean, that that happens. But there is always that day when they don't want to, and you have to just know when that is so that they don't feel like they have to be responsible for you.
I know.
And if they want to play soccer or rugby and dye their hair purple after doing 12 years in skating and become a junior lady and they decide to be on the rugby team, you just have to embrace it. And and also just because, and that's something that you know and that you love, and I think your kids are going to love it too. They're going to love to dance. They're going to love to sing. They're going to love to be, you have so much energy and they're going to love that stuff. And there's also the school will give them so many opportunities and, you know, but it's, there's nothing wrong with wanting them to do that. But, you know, don't
I can't brainwash her into
tiger mom. Yeah. Get her.
I was going to try to do
I'm a dance mom. And that's
tiger
absurd.
Mom is not what I see for you.
What is it?
No.
I don't see you as a tiger mom, but I had a question for you. What about your career do you feel stops you being a mom? Because I don't actually feel that any of it.
Well, I mean, I just,
cause you're not, you know, like,
I was still doing the like the strip club appearances, and that's, and I've, you know, my last one's gonna be in Nashville.
Lucky Nashville.
Yeah.
Like, I but, get the scheduling thing of working,
but
nights,
no, and well, also because
hard.
I mean, you know, I don't think Joe likes me doing it.
Yeah.
So, then it doesn't really fit in with the physicians' wives, but no, and I mean, I'm 37 years old now. I mean, you know, I'm getting old for that. But I would like, I mean, I mean, I guess I don't necessarily have to give up the name Mary Carey. One of the things that people, one of my therapists at Ray Rehab had told me, she's like, you could put Mary Carey towards just good instead of bad. Not that adult stuff is bad, but, you know, figure out a way to take the following I developed on social media with that stuff and everything else and put it towards another thing.
Well, stars evolve.
Yeah.
You know, like Beyonce was Destiny's Child and then she became Beyonce. You know, like you become whatever you are at that moment.
I think it's awesome. And they're going to love you the same.
So you say used to be being
rather than
with kids,
like
right?
disappearing.
Yeah. Okay, good. I like that.
No, rather than I've getting rid of your past, I think you should evolve it into
that's,
who you
are. I guess that's what,
like, don't deny it.
Okay.
I used to have a theory that one day at the PTA meeting, everybody would have been a porn star by then. I was just like, yeah, all the women will be like, the only ones that can afford to go to the fancy schools are going to be the ones that were in. Because it'll be like, oh yeah, I had that producer. Do you remember that director? Oh yeah, it'll be like a conversation. I decided that so many women are, you know, in it. It's just like, you know, whatever. So I don't. You're just
fine. You know what, Joe? I'm going back to porn. No. Susan convinced me. No. Just kidding. Let's tell Dr. Drew too.
Yeah, let's get Drew in here to give an opinion.
I'm just kidding.
I don't think you need to. I think you're marrying a wonderful man, and you'll be able to change your lifestyle to fit. I did for my husband. Yeah. You know, and it's you learn to navigate the world in a different way. Mm-hmm. And look at Jennifer. She married a nerdy guy. I mean, come
on. Nerdy guy.
Yes, I did.
My doctor's not nerdy. But I guess that all doctors are a little nerdy because they have to have all that knowledge.
Yeah, they're a little nerdy.
They're a little nerdy.
But, you know, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, no, but he's a cool doctor.
It's okay. But anyways, I think...
Can he please marry a plastic surgeon?
No, he's emergency medicine.
Yeah, I could use a plastic surgeon.
ER. I know, but he's going to learn... You know what, though? I think he's going to learn Botox and stuff, though, too, Kendra, so...
There you go.
Yeah. Yay, invite me over.
I will. We were thinking about doing that. With all the girls I'm friends with, we could just have a Botox party. He'll learn how to do it. And
One girl a day.
One girl a day.
Or after you're done with babies, you could get your cosmetology license and do that yourself,
except
too.
For our needles.
You no, you have to be a nurse. Okay, then, you have to be a nurse practitioner.
I can't handle needles. Never mind. Bad idea. Bad idea.
Yeah, you could give a good massage in cosmetology. I've got one of those. So thank you so much, Kendra. What are you doing these days? Is there anything that you want to plug?
Me? No. I'm just being mom and being happy and, you know.
We're promoting momhood. So that's a good thing.
Momhood is good.
And you're healthy. It's very good. I saw Lucas, and our love to Lucas, and thank you for all the music he gave us over the years, for all the podcast extra music. I think Nate knows every single song. And
that's awesome.
I'll have to send you some new ones.
And I guess Mary's gonna come to Nashville and you'll be able to see her.
Yes, I'm there May 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
text me. What the heck?
Jennifer Schaefer, you have some great things going on.
I do. I'm a little tired. So I have Vino and Voices. I'm doing something in Hermosa Beach at Uncorked.
Oh, nice.
Which is always fun. It's just, I do it once a month, and people that can't get in to see me come, and they get a glass of wine or it's Pellegrino. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, nice.
And it's really cool. I really like doing that.
So go to Vino and Voices at?
Vino and Voices at Uncorked Hermosa.
Oh, nice. When is it going to be?
Monday.
This Monday.
This
coming
Monday.
Up. Okay.
Coming up.
So everybody in Hermosa, go visit Jennifer.
Yep, and then I'm going to the Bahamas, like we did 2 years ago.
Oh, nice.
But not on the same boat, thank goodness. And I'm traveling a lot. I keep thinking my traveling's going to come
But just if you want to find her at jennifershaefer.com, you can get a psychic reading. And she works with a lot of forensic findings and stuff. She's very good at it.
I'm in charge of the content for an app that we're creating that's pretty spectacular that the Department of Defense is looking at right now.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
Nice.
We've been working on it for 2 years.
Wow, that's
and it's,
cool.
It's to make it to where, like, what we did, you know, when I first talked to Kendra, it's to put that in action. Mm-hmm. So law enforcement, it's like a live Amber Alert, but with cases.
Wow.
And the AI information goes in there. Yeah, there's a lot to
it. Amazing.
Very cool.
We're working at it.
And then Khalees Simone, my little friend from New York. We just went to New York and had a great time together.
We had a lot of fun together. We did. So obviously tonight I'm here. Tomorrow night I'm in Orange County with April Nicole, and we're going to do a high tea with Spirit.
Awesome.
So that's actually completely sold out. So please don't buy any more tickets because we're oversold.
All right. Well.
And then on May the 18th, the 18th of May, I will be in New York City with April Nicole doing an evening with Spirit, which is a celebration for springtime and messages from the other side.
Nice.
That is on sale now. Please come. Please buy tickets. We'd love to see everyone.
So you go to KhaleesSimone.com.
KhaleesSimone.com. I will be in Aspen, Colorado this weekend over March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, doing private readings and teaching meditation classes. If you're in Aspen, if you're in Vail, if you're in Denver, drive to come and see me and join my class. It's awesome.
Okay.
And then
Aspen's fun.
Yeah, I'll be in Sydney, Australia in April. So email contact@khaleesimone.com if you want to book a reading. I have 3 more spaces available.
Okay. Yes.
So that's me.
Awesome. We'll be posting this week, and you know, just I'm at First Lady of Love everywhere, and also, you know, find us on Twitter or Facebook and Instagram. Just look at us. I'll have everything on Calling Out with Susan Pinsky and DrJu.com. You can find the player there. Hopefully, we'll be coming at you with a video. Fancy in the future. I don't know if we'll have phone calls included, but we're going to do this. We're going to figure this out. And, you know, appreciate everybody hanging in and staying a fan and everybody who stayed on hold. If you have any questions, email them to me at callingout@drdrew.com and we'll try to get you on the show next time. Thank you.
Bye.
Ciao. Bye, everyone. Bye. I get private time now.
I gotta tell you about Hydralyte. Drew introduced this product to me last year, and I've been using it almost every day since. It's a drink you mix that keeps you really hydrated, especially after a Bahama cruise. All my friends on the cruise loved it. This time of year, it's nearly impossible to avoid getting sick, and staying well hydrated is crucial. If you manage not to catch something, it's so easy to get dehydrated just because we're all so busy and never manage to drink enough water during the day. That's the beauty of Hydralyte. Whether you're sick or not, you can absolutely benefit from the proper balance of sodium, glucose, and water. And Hydralyte does this better than sports drinks with 75% less sugar. Hydralyte comes in great flavors like orange, berry, and lemonade, and is available as a pre-mixed drink, a powder, or my favorite, fizzy little tablets you can drop into a glass or bottle of water. Order Hydralyte today at Hydralyte.com/Dr. Drew. That's Hydralyte.com/Dr. Drew. For a limited time, my listeners can save 30% on Hydralyte. Just click the banner on my site or the DrDrew.com site and use code DrDrew18 at checkout. That's DrDrew18.
Thanks for listening to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Follow Susan on Twitter or Instagram at First Lady of Love. And check callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com for all the latest info and links to our cast of clairvoyants. Call out.